time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Adoration. It's worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified.
Oh, yeah, lati ma gbega.
Praise him, praise him.
Ejekanyi.
For another year.
Fu odun miran.
Another convention.
Ajodun odun miran.
Give him all glory, give him all honor.
Ejeka fi gbogbo ogun ati ola fu.
Bless his holy name.
Ejeka buku oruko mimo re.
Bless his holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be loved. You are worthy to be loved, the King of Kings. You are worthy to be loved.
You are worthy to be loved. You are worthy to be
worthy to be served, the Lord of Lords. You are worthy to be served.
You are worthy to be served. You are worthy to be served.
Great provider, you are worthy to be blessed.
You are worthy to be blessed. You are worthy to be blessed.
Of my trust, great physician, you are worthy of my trust.
You are worthy of my trust.
Worthy.
You are worthy, worthy of my trust.
Worthy.
Great physician.
It Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your holy name. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be loved. You're worthy to be served. You're worthy to be blessed. You're worthy of our trust. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for our tomorrow. Thank you because we know our tomorrow will be all right. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Eternal Rock of Ages, we thank you for your workers. We thank you for your house fellowship leaders. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being there for us. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. As we gather before you again, like never before, bless us in Jesus' name. Let it be well with us. Draw us closer to yourself. And we pray that in your kingdom, none of us will be found wanting. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout
hallelujah.
Shake hands with two or three people. And say, because Jesus reigns, all is well with me. And then you may please be seated. Thank you. You are welcome in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to thank God for your lives. Thank God for keeping you to see this year's convention.
And this
will be a convention of signs and wonders. The kind of miracles you have never seen before, you will experience it yourself. Before this time tomorrow, you will have testimonies. Thank you for all that you have done for God in the past 1 year. God will continue to use you for His glory in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 30.
Genesis,
verse 43. Genesis 30, verse 43.
Genesis,
Genesis 30.
Genesis,
verse 43. We want to talk tonight about the next level.
Lale and Solori.
And the man increased exceedingly. Tell your neighbor, God is talking about me tonight. Adeboye increased exceedingly.
Dagoduro o posi gidigidi.
And had much cattle. And may servants.
Ati iranse,
and men servants,
ati iranse kuri,
and camels,
ati awon iranse kuri, ati rakumi,
and ashes,
ati kete kete.
The man increased exceedingly.
Eni yi o po si gidi gidi.
There are three stages in every man's life.
Ipele meta ni o wa ninu igbesi aye eni kankan.
The past,
igbati o koja,
the present,
sa ti awa,
and the future,
ati sa to nbo.
Everybody here tonight has a past.
Gbogbo wa ti awa ni lale yi la ni sa ti o ti koja,
and we have a present, where we are right now. And then the next level, that's where we are going. So we cannot discuss the next level without first of all talking about the past, the present, where we were, where we are. Then we can talk about where we are going. In the beginning,
ni atitikoshe,
in Genesis chapter 12,
ninuwe Genesis orikejila,
verse 1-3,
lati ese kini titide ketare,
Genesis 12,
Genesis orikejila,
verse 1-3,
lati ese kini titide keta,
God entered into a covenant with Abraham.
Olorun wonu majamu pelu Abrahamu.
He promised Abraham.
O se leri fun Abrahamu.
He said, I will bless you.
I will
make you great.
I
make your name great.
You will
be a blessing.
I will
bless those who bless you.
I will curse
those who curse
you. And through
you shall the whole earth be
blessed. That
was the past of Jacob. The origin of Jacob. The source of Jacob.
Orisu Jacob.
In the beginning of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, God had a covenant with our father, the founder.
Olorun ni majemu pelu baba wa eti se alakoso oludasile.
The Reverend Josiah Akindayomi, God had a covenant, a pact with him.
Eni owo Josiah Akindayomi en ti o da ijo isile Olorun ni opolopo majemu eti o kojopo fun.
God told him, if you do the following things, through you I will start a church. The church will go around the whole world. And when I return, I will meet the church on earth. The old man kept his own part of the bargain.
Baba Ruboi, o pa ipa ti re mo ni ti majemu yi.
He's gone to be with the Lord.
O ti wa lo simi.
And God is fulfilling his own part of the bargain.
Olorun si wa mu ipa ti re se lori majemu ipa kan na.
That was the past.
Eleyi je ti ana.
What about the now?
Ti sa ti a wa wa yi nko.
In Genesis 24.
Ninu we Genesis ori re ekeri leni ogoji ekeri leni ogun.
Genesis 24.
Genesis ekeri leni ogun.
Verses 34 and 35.
Ese ekeri leni ogban si ikarun leni ogban.
This covenant keeping God.
Olorun ti pa majemu mo yi.
Made Abraham great.
O so Abraham di nla.
But he didn't stop there. He moved on to what I will call the Isaac generation. The now. In Genesis 26, verse 12-14, Genesis 26,
Genesis
verse 12-14. The Bible said Isaac sowed in the land.
We must of Isaki
and reaped in the same year 100-fold.
And
certain things followed.
I want
the Bible says, And the man waxed great and went forward. And grew until he became very great. God made Abraham great.
Olorun so Abrahamu di nla.
And made his son very great.
O wa so mo re di nla ju Abrahamu lo pale pelu.
We thank God that today Redeemed Christian Church of God has become very great.
A dupe lowo Olorun wi pe ijo Redeemed yi o ti di nla jojo.
As I'm talking to you now,
bi mo se n ba o soro bayi,
we are already in much more than 140 nations of the world.
Ibi ti Olorun ti fun wa o koja orilede bi ogoje.
But that's not the end of the story.
Sugbon o pin itana kan yen.
There is a next level where God is taking us.
Sa mi wa ti Olorun fe mu wa lo.
That is the level of Jacob.
Ele ni ipele ti Jacobu.
That's your level.
Ele je sa ti yin.
That is the next level.
Ele je sa ti o kan.
My father is gone.
Baba mi ti lo.
That's the past.
Eyin niyan.
I am here.
Mo wa ni.
That's the present.
Ele wa je loni.
But if the Lord tarries,
Bambi Christ ba fa bi bo re seyin,
I will soon go.
Wo ni pe lo.
And then there is a next level.
Subao ipele mi tu wa wa.
And that's you.
Ele wa je iwo.
You belong to the future.
Iwo je ti ojo iwaju.
The future is the level of Jacob.
Ojo iwaju o je ipele ti Jacobu.
The level of the exceedingly great.
Ele iwa je ipele en ti o po.
Tell your neighbor, I am going to be exceedingly great.
So for anybody who is emi yo po loko loko.
You don't seem to believe it.
Opo loko ile ogbagbo.
Say it as if you know what we are talking about.
A fe je ki e so bi eni pe e mo ti en so.
Say it one more time.
E je ki as tu ile kan si.
The preacher who preached this morning
Iranse Olorun ti o wa su laaro yi
spoke about the importance of prophecy.
O so nipa bi asotele se niye lori to.
He said from time to time you must prophesy to yourself.
Oni lati ore kore ni o lati ma asotele si ara re.
Mention your name now.
Wa daruko ara re bayi.
And say you are going to be very great. You are going to be
iwo gaga daruko ara re.
Exceedingly great.
O to be o po jojojojo.
Adeboye, you are going to be exceedingly great.
James Daguduro wa di la jojojojo.
The next level we are going is the level of exceedingly great.
Ipele ti atuwa nlo o je iti o ga ti o po.
I told the ministers here some, I think it was either yesterday or the day before.
Mo so fun awon ranse Olorun yala ni ana tabi ni ijeta.
Don't let anybody deceive you.
Ma se je ki enikeni ki o tan yin o.
When they come and they say, ah, we have never seen an auditorium like this before.
Baba wa to ba ni ah ti iruru gbogan bi eleyi ri.
Tell them from me.
So fun wa pe baba so wi pe
this is the children's auditorium.
Wi pe gbogan ti awa yi ti awon omo wewe ni.
The adult auditorium is yet to be built. How many of you really believe you are going to be exceedingly great? Let me hear you shout a really big hallelujah. Now that's prophecy. And it's a settled matter. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Whether the devil likes it or not, all over the world,
titi de gbogbo agbaye,
in all our churches,
ninu gbogbo awon eka ijo wa,
heads of states will be ushers,
awon are orilede ni o ma je eso wa.
That's the next level.
Oje ipele ti o kan.
That's where God is taking you.
Oje ibi ti Olorun mu o lo.
But then how do we get there?
Wa yi o ba o la o se debe.
That's what you want to notice now before you go and pray.
Onti o se akiyesi re ni ko to di pe o lo gbadura.
Number 1,
akoko ninu re,
there must be sacrifice.
Akoko ninu re ni pe ifara eni rubo o lati wa.
Sacrifice.
Ifara eni rubo.
In Genesis 22,
ninuwe Genesis ori re ikejileni ogun,
verse 1 to 18,
ese kini titi de ikejidini ogun.
Genesis 22 verse 1 to 18,
we Genesis ori ikejileni ogun lati ese kini titi de ikejidini ogun.
Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac.
Nise ni Abraham o nfe okan re yonda Isaki.
Lati fi Isaki rubo. And Isaac was willing to be sacrificed.
Isaac na papa o papa wa gba fun lati je yonda ara re fun irubo yi.
At the beginning of this church,
ni bere pepe joy,
there was sacrifice.
Ohun ti a npe ni irubo o wa sepe sepe.
People walked sacrificially.
Awon eniyan won sise takun takun.
Bricklayers walked free of charge.
Awon male male ofe ni won sise won.
Carpenters walked free of charge.
Awon to kanle papa ofe ni won se.
I've told you some of you a story before.
Mo ti so itakan fun awon kan tele ri.
Where the headquarters is now was the lagoon when I came.
Nigba ti mo de ibi ti headquarters si wa wa ni ori agba mi osani.
And we were pushing the water away with sawdust.
As you want to me, pelu awon kini patako.
To reclaim land.
Lati gba ile si.
Because we had sawmill on our right, sawmill on our left.
Nitori pe bi 25 igi wa ni otun ati ni osi.
I was already a lecturer at the University of Lagos.
Mo ti je okan ninu awon to nko ni eko ni University ti Eko.
But I was so glad that I had an opportunity to contribute to the building of the church.
Sugbon inu mi dun jojo wi pe mo je okan ninu awon ti o lowo si bi ati nko ile Olorun.
And I got me a very big basket for carrying sawdust.
Mo si wa wa agbon eti o tobi lati ma ko awon idoti patako yi.
One day there was a go slow in Lagos.
Ni ojo kan sukere fakere wa ni ilu Eko.
And one of my former students at the University of Lagos,
ikan ninu awon omo eko mi ti o ti koja,
saw a car coming into the church.
O ri oko ayokele ti o bo wa si sosi.
He thought that may be a shortcut to get out of the go slow.
O wa lero wi pe o je ona Abuja lati bo kuro ninu sukere fakere.
So he followed.
O wa tele oko yi.
And when he came to the church compound,
nigba ti o wa si ile ijo,
he saw me carrying a big basket of sawdust.
Ise lori baba ti o ru agban la leri.
He said, "Ha, oga."
O ni ha, oga.
I said, "Which oga are you talking about?"
O ni oga wo lo ti en so nipa re.
It was with joy I was carrying sawdust for my God.
Pelu ayo ni baba fi gbe idoti patako si ori.
If you are going to get to the next level,
ni o ba de ipele ti o kan,
get ready for sacrifice.
Mura sile fun irubo.
Learn to serve God sacrificially. I never knew that I would even become a pastor. Not to talk of general overseer. But I rejoiced that I had an opportunity to serve my God sacrificially.
lati si olorun tirubo tirubo.
How do we get to the next level?
O la o se de ipele ti o kan.
One, sacrifice.
Akoko ni pe irubo.
Two, sowing.
Ekeji ni pa fifurugbin.
Genesis 26.
Iwe Genesis ori re keridini ogbon.
Verse 2 to 14.
Ese ekeji titi de kerila.
Kejila.
Ikejila de ikerinla.
You said ikeji. All right. Genesis 26, 12 to 14.
Iwe Genesis. Lati ese ikeji la titi de ikerinla.
Genesis 26.
Iwe Genesis. Ori re ikeri dini ogbon.
12 to 14.
Ese ikeji la titi de ikerinla.
The Bible said Isaac sowed in the land.
Iwe mo wipe Isaki o gbin ni ile na.
In the history of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, there was an history of sowing. People voluntarily donated land. They donated houses. They sowed. It is the sowing of the past that has brought us to the present. When we were going to start the church, for example, in Port Harcourt, a woman sold her house. We started the church in her house. Quickly, the house got filled up. So she sold another house. A bigger one. And then she sold a third house. And then, in order to take the gospel to her village, she sold her land. We sold. My first car, I sold it. I can tell you several other sowing that had followed that one. There have been occasions when we needed money for the work of God. And people will empty their pockets. Everything they had, they sold. If we are going to get to the next level, we must get ready to sow. And then number three, if we are going to get to the next level, we must learn to pray. Intense prayer. Because it is only God who can take you from the past to the present. And take you from the present to the future. In John 15, verse 5. The Bible says, without him we can do nothing. Abraham was an intercessor.
Abraham,
Isaac was an intercessor. Jacob was a prayer wrestler, a prayer warrior.
Jacob was a fiadura jago.
My father in the Lord was a prayer warrior.
Baba mi ninu Oluwa won je a fiadura jago.
He came to visit me in Ilesha years ago.
Won wa lati wa be mi wo ni Ilesha fun awon odun ti o koja seyin.
I had a little house in the outskirts of the town then.
Mo si wa ni ile kekere kan ni eyin odi.
And the toilet was outside.
Awa ibi igbonse si wa wa ni ita.
When I was going to sleep, Papa was on his knees praying. I woke up in the night to go to the toilet. He was on his knees praying. The following morning, he was still on his knees praying. I was frightened.
Ah, eruwa ba mi.
How am I going to cope with this kind of man?
Ba
And I was wondering, what was he praying about? Today I know.
Leni Moma.
And people say, why this day? They hear that you don't sleep at night. I say, well, somebody told a proverb years ago.
Awakawani agbope eki suloru. Kilode mo wa so nipa itan ti enikan ti o pa owe kan ni odun ti o koja si fa awon odun kan.
The children of the pig asked the pig.
Awon be elede, won bi elede lere.
Why are you always putting your nose in the ground and saying hum hum hum?
Ye ti se to je pe gbogbo igba hum 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 ni won fun mutule.
The mother pig said, when you are as old as myself, you will know. How many of you will become exceedingly great? Are you ready to pay the price? Are you ready to sacrifice? Are you ready to sow? Are you ready to pray? You will get up on your feet now. And you are going to pray for at least 15 minutes. At least. Then they will come and pray for you. And then you give your offering. And during this convention like never before, you will pray. Lift your voice to the Almighty God now. I say, whatever is going to cause, Father, I want to be there when this church becomes exceedingly great. Help me, Lord, to be in the next level. Open your mouth and talk to the Almighty God. I don't want to be an ordinary member. I want to be exceedingly great. Please help me, O Lord. Help me to pay the price so that I can become exceedingly great. I don't want to be ordinary. Oh Lord, no, I want to be exceedingly great. Help me, Lord. Help me to pay the price. Help me to sacrifice. Help me to sow. Give me the grace to pray. Let me become exceedingly great. Let me become exceedingly great for you. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA. Or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.